Apple's iMessage makes it hard to switch over to an Android phone, by Joanna Stern in the Wall Street Journal. Reward: lost messages, including photos of my niece in her Halloween costume, news that my sister's best friend had a baby, and a revised deadline from my editor. If found, please call. Whatever you do, don't text. I have a good idea where those missing messages are. They're in a dark, sad place I call iMessage Purgatory. It is where some messages go to rot when iPhone users do the unthinkable, switch to an Android phone. For the past week, I have been living with the Google Pixel 3, and I can tell you how great a phone it is. But what I really want to say is that Apple has erected some high walls around its iPhone users. Between that and the fact many Americans do love the Apple ecosystem, few try to leave the fortress. The biggest barrier comes in the shape of a big green bubble. That is how Apple users know they're chatting with someone on a non-Apple device. If outgoing messages are green, they're not being sent via Apple's iMessage platform. They're just plain old text messages. That means no acknowledgments when a message is delivered or read, or that someone is typing a response. It also means limited video sharing and visual tools, and less, if any, compatibility with more advanced iMessage apps, including Apple Pay. How iMessage works. Two things to know to pass iMessage 101. First, if you send a message in Apple's Messages app from one Apple device to another, it appears on screen in a blue bubble, indicating it has been routed through Apple's servers and encrypted end-to-end. This happens whether they're logged in with your phone number or email address. Second, if you're sending a message from an iPhone to phones running other operating systems, it will go out in a green bubble via your phone's cellular network as old-school text message, aka SMS or MMS. iMessage exists because, well, text messaging sucks. One of the fathers of iMessage, Scott Forstall, Apple's former senior vice president of iOS software, told me that the system was developed in the early days of iOS because Apple wanted messaging to feel more like a conversation. That is still what makes blue bubble conversations so much better than green bubble ones. Not only do you get more functionality inside the messaging window, you can pick up the conversation from one device to the next, iPhone to MacBook to Apple Watch. It also means things turn into a nightmare hell ride whenever I assign my phone number to a non-Apple phone. How to move out. Breaking the iron grip between you and iMessage is a multi-step process. Before you switch to an Android phone, even before you pull out your SIM card, you need to disable iMessage by going to Settings, Messages, and then turning iMessage off. But here's the rub. Some parts of the process can take up to several hours to complete, during which time messages and adorable niece photos may be unable to be sent or get lost. You must also turn off or sign out of iMessage on all your other Apple devices, even if the other devices are logged in with just your email address. iMessage might still route them messages that you want going to your new Android phone. How Apple can fix it. My best advice to those with green bubble friends or family is to move over to a better cross-platform messaging app. Facebook Incorporated owned WhatsApp is fast and has end-to-end encryption, read receipts, and all the other fun stuff. So far, it has no ads either. If you're wary of Facebook's abrupt product changes and money-making schemes, go with Signal. But given the dominance of iMessage, especially in the U.S. market, it is on Apple to make the experience more inclusive. Here's my three-pronged pitch. Improve iMessage text support. One technician told me I should contact Google or my carrier for any issue with my messages not coming through. This may not be the most common caller problem, but it is certainly a known issue. Implement RCS. Android phone makers and cellular carriers have started using Rich Communication Services, aka RCS, which brings the best of messaging apps to cross-operating system texting. It is faster and supports read receipts and typing indicators. Apple hasn't yet adopted RCS, which unfortunately isn't end-to-end encrypted, but if it does, green bubble messaging could look a lot more like blue bubble messaging. Bring iMessage to Android. This is the dream. Sure, it would make switching to Android easier, but here's a business argument, Apple. Your loyal customers will be happier when messaging Android friends. You see, many of us don't need walls to keep us locked in. We just want to stop separating everyone into green and blue bubbles. The world is divided enough.